You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
The following segment is from Monday Football Monday on the SB Nation NFL Show, where we're discussing your favorite team. Subscribe to the SB Nation NFL Show to make sure you don't miss conversations like this one.
The biggest story to come out, I think, was the Derek Carr stuff that happened this morning. We're going to be counting down the top 10 NFL storylines to come out of the combine. And this one broke as we were getting ready to do today's show. Derek Carr had been talking to a few different teams, the Saints, the Jets included. There had been some rumblings that maybe the Jets were the favorite, but not to be. Derek Carr signs a four-year deal to become the starting quarterback of the New Orleans Saints. Did he make the right decision, Jeremy?
Man, I don't know if I love the fit, to be completely honest. I feel like the Jets were maybe the more up-and-coming team. That said, I think the thing that works best in his favor is he's coming to an NFC where he can be a top flight quarterback in this conference, and he's coming to the NFC South, which is absolutely wide open. So if he's looking for an opportunity to, you know, immediately kind of make a name for himself individually, I think this may be a good move. But I think the Jets were a team that's further along than the Saints, and you know, he's on kind of a shortish runway at what, 31 years old. So I don't know if the Saints have the resources and the team enough right now to really get him across the finish line to where he's going. But he'll be in competition in a weaker NFC conference.
Yeah, I was a little confused by the Derek Carr track, because I know he's a guy, and you've seen him in press conferences and whatnot. He gets a little in his feels, yeah. Right? We can say that.
Sure.
And the fact that the Jets were so tied to him and also Aaron Rodgers was confusing to me, because I just think that if Derek Carr is choosing a team, again, this is just my speculation, I think that he's going to want that team to be all in on him, not poking around as this is a Jimmy G, is it Aaron Rodgers, what's the best fit? I feel like the Saints maybe knew that, and it does seem, outside looking in from all the rumblings, that they were putting the full court press on Carr, really no ties to Rodgers in a way, and I think that paid off in landing their guy. And I saw this going around as far as instant analysis and on the Twitter machine. When you go from a division where you're playing Patrick Mahomes, Justin Herbert, Russ Wilson last year wasn't so great. He was good in those last two games, but still, you never know what you're going to get now that Peyton's in there. And now you're jumping to a conference where you don't know who's going to be the quarterback of Tampa. You don't know who's going to be the quarterback of Carolina. We think Desmond Ridder in Atlanta, right? But that's a much easier road as far as the most important six games of the year than it was in the AFC West.
So you don't think their pitch to make Derek Carr a Hall of Famer in New York was enough?
Well, I just think that I don't know this, right? If New York had its choice, if you're the Jets, they're probably leaning Rodgers, I would
for
guess,
sure.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, the two-time MVP, back-to-back two of the last 3 years. And I think Rodgers wants to go to New York. And I just think that they feel that they would be closer to winning a Super Bowl in a more fast manner, in a quicker manner, if they were able to land Rodgers. And I think it's easy to understand why Carr went to New Orleans. And now I think, as they say, this is such a off-season cliche, but that's the first quarterback domino to fall, right? Which usually indicates that we're going to start to see some of this other quarterback movement. We know that Carr actually had been in Indianapolis and had been meeting with teams there. And so he has his team. And I think he likes it that way, because I don't think it was one of these things he wanted to draw out. Unlike Rodgers, he wants to be in the building.
Right.
Just doing his football thing, getting ready, getting the scheme down, knowing his teammates and being a real big part of it. So he gets it done early. New Orleans has its new quarterback, and they're the only team in that division that has a solid quarterback, which is going to be a significant advantage for them. I think they knew that.
You can hear the rest of this conversation by subscribing to the SB Nation NFL Show wherever you get your podcasts.